مسكنا وهو عند الله ثم يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 15 to ayah number 20 of Surah An-Nur. Continuing with the incident of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the allegation that was made about her and the scandal that had then subsequently spread amongst the people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. That time is also worthy of considering, of remembering, when you brought upon your tongues. The word talaqqaw actually means the entire period when Sayyidina Safwan ibn Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anha had come in the rear and he had seen our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha there all alone. Obviously there would have been some fear that would have overcome her right till she had reached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You were not there to witness what had happened, but yet your tongues welcomed all of this. This is something that we should always remember, that never bring on our tongues things that we do not have knowledge of. It is imperative, it is important that even when people tell us things, we should try to verify. And if we cannot verify, then do not speak about it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا. And you thought this to be a trivial matter. You took it very lightly. To us sometimes, to bring about a disgrace, a disrepute to someone else, is like Allah is explaining here, hayyin. It is a trivial matter. We just speak it out. We do not realize consequences. We do not take into consideration the izzat, the honor of someone else, the hurt that we will bring to somebody. We just speak it out, and the word is, we just sometimes blurt it out. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Whilst in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a great injustice that we have committed, and here more especially in the case of our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Then why, in the time when you had heard the speech, قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا, that you did not say to yourself, this is not something that we are supposed to speak about. And this is it, that we need to sift out the word that they use commonly today. We need to filter what needs to be reiterated, what needs to be spoken, what needs not to be spoken, when we need to be cautious about things that we hear. Subhanak, say glory be to you, O Allah. Hada buhtanun azim, this is a great buhtan. This is a great slap.